not worry. Daddy's gonna be here.
Baba Kadoosh.
Oh, no.
What is wrong, O young ones?
Oh, great Bhagwan, why must we always eat the vegetarian Baba Kadoosh?
Because it's good for you, and the great one wants it so.
Why can't we be like our American friends, eating the hot dogs, the hamburgers, the pot roast? They are fine.
No, they are not fine. Their colons are packed tighter than Bangladesh cigarettes. And have you ever walked by a bathroom at a Greyhound bus station? That is not the smell of healthy eating.
But great one, I must ask you again, why must we always eat the vegetarian Baba Kadoosh?
Because I'm down with VEG.
Huh?
Oh, sure, Gaskali G. I'm down with V.E.G. Yeah, you know me. I'm down with V.E.G. like every last Hindi. Hit it!
Question. You down with V.E.G.? Vegetables are the place to be. I said, Bhagwan, what's Baba Kadoosh? The bearded cat, he told me where it's at.
You down with P.E.G.?
We're down with P.E.G.
You down with P.E.G.?
Oh, gosh, golly G.
You down with P.E.G.?
We're down with P.E.G.
You down with P.E.G.?
Like every last tin knee. I don't need no bowel because I move a mean bowel. Look at my head, hey, I'm wearing a towel. Don't pass me no meat because I call the heat. I'll get real mean because my colon is clean. Baba Kadoosh is in the house. Baba Kadoosh is in the house. Yeah. Baba Kadoosh is in the house. Baba Kadoosh is in the house. Break it down now.
With my Baba Kadoosh, I gave up grilling weenies for my big green zucchini. I used to eat lamb, but that's a scam. I'm out on the lawn and I'm grilling baby corn.
You down with P.E.G.?
We're down with P.E.G.
You down with P.E.G.?
Oh, gosh, golly, G.
You down with P.E.G.?
We're down with P.E.G.
You down with P.E.G.?
Like every last Hindi. If you come to my bar, you're so good, real mad. You ask me where's the beef, I'll give you some grief. All the vegetables got what I need, yeah. Cook them every night with rice and beef. If I find out that you're a carnivore, I got one thing to say, baby, there's a door.
Baba Kadoosh is in the house. Baba Kadoosh is in the house.
Yeah.
Baba Kadoosh is in the house.
Oh.
Baba Kadoosh is in the house.
Yeah. That song was so stupid.
It was ignorant.
89.7 WITR, Henrietta.
Modern music and more.
Friggin' here.
We're friggin' back.
Ooh, listen to that. What a great sound.
I'll have to sample that one sometime.
Yeah, I can make a good song out of that. Amazing Onion Heads with Down With V.E.G. I wasn't on last week. And the week before that was all stand-up.
It was all the stand-up.
And so in the last 2 weeks, we've gotten lots of new stuff.
Yeah.
So tonight should be a good show.
Tonight's going to be a good show.
We have...
None of this should be crap. It's going to be a good show.
It's
going to
be a damn fine show. And if you want to hear anything, 475-2271. Make a request. We're here till 3 o'clock. What are we going to play next? We're going to play... what we're going to play next is Barnes & Barnes. We go on about how we have new stuff, and
yeah,
we end up playing Barnes & Barnes.
Play something we played a couple weeks ago.
But, I mean, we got tons of stuff. You'll be hearing it all night, and I'm not going to give away anything. I'm just going to...
Aw.
Just let everybody listen. So, okay. Barnes and Barnes.
Fish, head, fish, head, roly poly fish, head, fish, head, eat them up, yum. Fish, head, fish, head, roly poly fish, head, fish, head, eat
the morning, laughing happy fish heads in the evening, floating in the soup.
Started to grow. Alarm alarm was buzzing, I was snoozing, supposed to get up now, but I was refusing to let reality become an intrusion, cause in dreamy dreamland, I was cruising, but the buzz kept buzzing, my head kept buzzing, gave the radio a throw and heard an explosion, opened up my eyes, to my surprise, there stood Homer in his temperature rise, I was chilling, he was yelling, face all distorted cause he was propelling, it wasn't what he said, but more of his tones, the usual jive, put your nose to the grindstone, I said I'm real sorry, but that didn't cut it, I started to protest, but Dad said,
shut it, get up, mow the lawn, move it on the double, cause if you don't, you're in deep, deep trouble.
Like a pig and the sun is blazing. Homer's in the driveway, getting in the car with Mom and Lisa. Hope they're going real far. Then Dad yells,
"Bart!"
And I go, "Yo!" He goes,
"You done yet?"
And I go, "No." So he goes,
"Oh, you're too slow."
So I step on the gas to speed up the mow. Didn't see that sprinkler underneath that tree. Wham! Raining on me. I go, "Whoa!" Homer goes,
"No, now you can't go. Do the boat show."
This is my face after working my butt off. Homer revs the motor and they all start to putt off. Soaked to the bone, standing in a puddle. No one needs to tell me I'm in deep, deep trouble. The sky with my sunshades on. Now I'd never ever claimed that I was a smarty, but inspiration hits me. Let's have a party. I called up my posse. They were here in a flash. They brought all their pals. We started to thrash. They were dropping and stomping an occasional crash. A fist fight or two and Nintendo for cash. We raided the fridge. Dogs raided the trash. I got a little worried when the windows got smashed. The next thing you know, Mom and Dad are home. The kids disappear and I'm all alone. Everything's silent except for my moan and the low bluesy tone of a saxophone. They look at me, then they go into a huddle, get the sinking sensation I'm in deep, deep trouble. To my tale of sadness, I was dragged down the street by his royal dadness. We rounded the corner and came to a stop. Threw me inside Jake's barber shop. I said, "Please, sir, just a little off the top." Dude shaved me bare, gave me a lollipop. So on my head, there's nothing but stubble. Man, I hate being in deep, deep trouble.
Out to the bar last night, had a little much to drink. I slammed 90 beers and then got in a fight. They almost put me in the clink. I asked this woman to drive me home, but she took me over to her place. My body begins to feel like foam. My mind is in outer space, cause I gotta in the Milky Way. She gives me a cup of coffee, but I can never stand that stuff. Drinking it, it tastes like toffee. I should never live this rough, but I gotta
over.
up to the bedroom. Then she turns out the light. She puts on a negligee and fancy perfume. Maybe this'll be a good night. Starts to feel my body and do all that sexy stuff. But excuse me, girl, before we go on, I gotta cough. Anybody guess what happened next? I can't remember a single thing. For how in the hell did I wind up here, hanging on the tire swing? I'll never get this drunk again, especially when I lost that dame. I can't remember her address, her phone number, even her name. Barf it up now. Barf it up now. I'll never get this drunk again, especially when I lost that dame. I can't remember her address, for that matter, even her name. I won't get drunk again, 'cause I don't feel too good. I don't feel too good. I don't feel too good. I don't feel.
Daddy, what's a frontal lobotomy?
Well, son, you know how the pressures of life can cause people to do crazy things. And if a person does too many crazy things, then that person is crazy. Sometimes you can keep yourself from going crazy by doing things to relieve tension, like drinking or having sex. But if craziness goes too far, sometimes the only thing left to do is to cut out that part of your brain that makes you crazy. That kind of brain surgery is called a frontal lobotomy. Maybe this song will help you understand what I mean.
Jimmy and I are brothers. We went down different paths. Jimmy always listened to my mother, and me, I never liked to take a bath. As we grew and tumbled through adulthood, the pressure caused emotional drain. And now I'm slowly dying in the bottle, and Jimmy has to live with half a brain. Yes, me, I got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. Jimmy let his troubles drive him crazy. He never tried to drown it in a drink. I know that drinking makes my thinking hazy, but at least I still have brains enough to think. Jimmy's got a brain that isn't stable. He doesn't have the sense to say his name. I'm sorry that his doctor was unable to remove the proper portion of his brain. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. Funny how the world works. People can be real jerks. Some prefer the tension over booze. Either way, it ends the same. Hard to beat the living game. Might as well enjoy it while you lose. When I need a drink, I start to shiver. And Jimmy always viewed it with concern. But I'd rather have cirrhosis of the liver than an intellect that's second to a fern. I wonder if old Jimmy's gonna hear it when I tell him that his logic wasn't sound.
They'll dose them up on lots of evil spirits when they take them to the psychiatric grounds. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jamie has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane.
A battered 40-footer left from Cleveland Friday night, chugging out to Put Bay where they would spend the night. When the captain stopped the boat up, his intentions had been clear. 450 cases of old Milwaukee beer. Before they'd even left the flats, the sky was looking bad. And when the gale began to blow, the captain told his lads, down below I piled and stocked an awful lot of room. So if we should go down tonight, this is what to do. Save the beer, lads, save the beer. Whatever you do tonight, just save the beer. Lake Erie's got the center grip, but Put Bay is near. We may be going down to save the beer. The storm it blew its hardest, 3 miles from the docks. They heard a mighty crash below as if they hit some rocks. But it was just those cases smashing holes below, letting in Lake Erie as they hurtled to and fro. The captain crawled across the deck and no one knew quite how. He fell into the water as the wave crashed off the bow. The crew was in a quandary when they thought of what he said. They could have saved the captain, but they saved the beer instead. Save the beer, lads, save the beer. Whatever you do tonight, you save the beer. They hear he's got the center grip, but Put Bay is near. We may be going down, but save the beer. As the boat was sinking, they found timbers from a pier. They lashed them all together and they loaded on the beer. By then the storm was over that had caused their boat to sink. They may have lost the captain, but they had enough to drink. They drifted for an hour or two when something caught their eye. Four waitresses from Hooters whose boat had sunk nearby. Their shirts were torn and hanging loose as they bobbed in the swell. Now they had some women and lots of beer as well. Save the beer, lads, save the beer. Whatever you do tonight, just save the beer. So far it's been a rough night, but I think our dates are here. We're mighty glad we chose to save the beer. But when the Hooters waitresses had climbed aboard the craft, the extra weight from silicone began to swamp the raft. The crew was in a quandary, they had a choice to make. Four bodacious women or beer thrown in the lake. The women's chests were heaving as they began to cry. They got down on their knees and said, we'll do anything for you guys. Their wet t-shirts were tempting, but still the choice was clear. They said, throw back the waitresses. My God, let's save the beer. Save the beer, lads, save the beer. Whatever you do tonight, just save the beer. They've got 100 lovely waitresses on Put Bay, I hear. So roll a little more and save the beer. Whatever you do tonight, just save the beer.
I like movies that give me a fright. If the subject is horror, I've got to see more, or I won't be contented all night.
You may call it my ghoulish obsession. It's a subject on which I get chatty. But the worst one it seemed haunting all of my dreams was the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. I've seen ghouls and hobgoblins and witches, and some moth-eaten werewolves with fangs. There were creatures that chattered and others that clattered, and Japanese monsters with fangs. Frankenstein gives me the shakes, and Dracula driving me batty. But they're not on a par with the worst one by far, the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. He must have needed a seltzer. It's amazing how much he got down. For lunch, he just chewed up a suburb or two. And for dinner, he ate the whole town. Willard just sent me out laughing. I thought Ben looked a little bit ratty.
Watch.
Sorry about that. But they're not half as bad as the worst scare I've had. The cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Oh, my heart nearly stopped. He will never be taught. The cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Olay!
Olay? That's dumb.
A double cheeseburger, onion rings, and a large orange drink, please. Did you get my order? Cheeseburger, onion rings, and a large orange drink. No, I want a cheeseburger. A double cheeseburger, onion rings, and a large orange drink. A cheeseburger.
WITR, Henrietta Modern Music, and more. And lots of friggin' stuff on friggin' here, playing comedy and all kinds of things, till 3 in the morning. That was Stevens and Gernick with Fast Food by Request and dedicated to KGB. There you go, just for you. Possum before that with the Cockroach of Eight Cincinnati. Faust and Lewis before that with Save the Beer. Randy Hanslick, MD,
yeah,
Dr.
So.
Rock,
yeah,
with I'd Rather Have a Bottle in Front of Me Than a Frontal Lobotomy, which is a great song.
It is.
Despite the country twang.
Yeah, well.
It's still a great song.
If it's funny, you can forgive it.
Krypton before that with Hangover. Simpsons before that with Deep, Deep Trouble by Request. Bouquet of Veal with Dwarf Tossin, which I haven't played in a real long time. And Barnes and Barnes with Fish Heads, And we started off with Amazing Onion Heads with Down with VEG. And we still got 75% of the show left.
That's a good way of looking at it.
If you want to hear anything, 475-2271. And we'll try to get it on for you. Because we're in a good mood this week.
Got lots of new stuff. We're happy.
Yeah. And what do we got coming up next? We got some of the Youpers. And every time I tell people we have new stuff, I always have something old queued up. But I don't think it's a song I've ever played before.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. We got lots of stuff. So here, listen to the Youpers.
It all started 1963. Santa brought me Monopoly, 2 G.I. Joes and some Hot Wheels cars. Grandma and Pa got me an electric guitar. My cousin Billy was a geeky zit face. Santa surprised him with a Beetle bass. My neighbor Mikey, the dork, was my chum. That lucky bugger got a new set of drums. We formed a band and called it the Collage. Dad moved the car so we could use the garage. And we were rocking. Birthday 1996.
when he reunited just for kicks. He hit the open mic at Hickey's Bar. They called the sports parts, but we felt like rock stars. With beer guts, training, and receding hairlines, we played the same old songs we played 10 million times. And we're still rocking.
As could be. The teacher asked, when did Christopher Columbus cross the sea? She called on me. I said, I don't have a clue. And to make matters worse, I asked Christopher who. I got those in 1492. Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Well, my teacher said Columbus was a hero tried and true, but now I'm hearing lots of questions that have me all confused. Like they say he discovered a world that was new, but if the Indians were here already, who discovered who? I got those in 1492. Columbus sailed the ocean blue. He had three ships, the Nina, the Pinna, the Santa Maria. He was looking for China, would have been happy with Korea. My sister says he brought new diseases on his boat. For the Columbus Day Parade, she's built a diphtheria float. They say Columbus mistreated the Indians over and over. And what a weekend, a 3-day weekend in October. I don't know how to feel. Am I a patriot or a slime? I went to Columbus, Ohio once and had a damn good time. I got those in 1492. Columbus sailed the ocean. He's been a hero. Is it time for a demotion? In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Of the information superhighway, domes it in the glade, here beside the fiber optic byway, corned beef in the can, White House on the wire, throw another analog on the fire. I'm lazy in the shade of the information superhighway. In the chilly winter, huddled up beside my printer, but this morning, boys, I've been to Rio on my modem line. I used to take a nap and say that nothing much was happening, but now I'm learning Japanese and how to choose a good wine. And when I'm
feeling low. I'll access the vice president and tell him so. I'm lazy in the shade of the information superhighway.
Let's see, channel 436, America's Funniest Home Surgery Videos. 437, Afterlife Styles of the Dead and Famous. 438, Dobie Gilligan, the All Bob Denver Network. 439, Censorship Channel, nothing on.
Drag my internet through the data stream, carrying a metaphor, what might seem a bit too far. I'm lazed in the shade of the information superhighway. Found myself a female who could make me glad to be male, so I whispered in her email, honey, won't you megabyte mine? But now my elocution's gotten into distribution, and some guy in the Illusion Islands wants to know my sign. And when I hear that final bell, I'll fax my working organs to Jocelyn Elders. I'm easing down the glade, and may I say, not in a shy way, I'm
late
in the shade,
not in the shade
of the information superhighway.
Luscious, scrumptious flavors, chocolate, lime, and cherry. Coffee, pumpkin, fudge, banana, caramel, cream, and boysenberry. Rocky road, toasted almond, butterscotch, vanilla dip, butter, bitter, apple, ripple, coconut, and mocha chip, bready, peach, and lemon custard. Each scoop lovely, smooth, and round. Tallest ice cream cone in town. Find them on the ground.
They'll be coming down Fifth Avenue upon St. Patty's Day. A great day for the Irish all across the USA. Puppy God, what is this I hear? This crying ballyhoo. There's a bunch of queers again this year who say that Irish too. Oh, God loves the Irish, unless, of course, you're gay. If you are, you won't be marching upon St. Patty's Day. You can be a bum, a bucket of scum, sure, and that's okay. But you can't be Irish if you're gay. Now the Order of Hibernians, those eminences gray, have delivered this pronouncement upon the blessed day. Short a little bit of heaven fell and nestled in the sea. But you're going straight to hell for homosexuality. Oh, God loves the Irish, bless the first you're gay. That was their pronouncement as the pipes begin to play. You can be a con, a mafia don, we'll laugh it all away. But you can't be Irish if you're gay. O-L-E-S-B-I-A, N and S spells lesbian. Choose another woman for to mate with. Evil a man can never get a date with. L-E-S-B-I-A, N and S we say. It's a shame that these dames want to come out to march with us lesbians. No way, no. It's just Cardinal O'Connor. He's bound to set you straight. Spoils like the Kennedys that made this country great. We don't allow no Peter Pan, the wedding of the green. And when we say up the Irish, that isn't what we mean. Yeah. Well, God loves the Irish as long as men are men. Except, of course, for leprechauns, we've never been short of them. You can be a bum, a bucket of scum, sure, and that's okay. But you can't be Irish if you're gay. No, you can't be Irish if you're gay. Don't even try being Irish if you're gay.
Well, a Scotsman clad in kilt left the bar one evening fair, and one could tell by how he walked that he'd drunk more than his share. He fumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet, and he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time, two young and lovely girls just happened by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, "See yon sleeping Scotsman, so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt." Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. They crept up on that sleeping Scotsman quiet as could be, lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see, and there, behold, for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io, was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a moment, then one said, "We must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along." As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonnie star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. Around the bonnie star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Now the Scotsman woke to nature's call and stumbled towards the trees. Behind the bush he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he says to what's before his eyes, "Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you one first prize." Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you one first prize.
Okay, I was listening to NPR, and they were talking about playgrounds and how they're really dangerous. You know what I'm saying? Like these... Why am I saying that? Do you know what I'm saying? There's all these playgrounds, and there's, like... Okay. They're talking about playgrounds, and they went around, like, looking at playgrounds. Somebody was checking out how safe they were. And somebody heard this today. Okay, here's what's weird, all right? They started talking about jungle gyms, monkey bars, you know, that they tested on monkeys first. Right, and you... Kid gets up there, hangs upside down, falls down, bangs his head on 12 different metal bars before hitting the, if he's lucky, thin piece of rubber laid out over concrete designed to cause internal injuries without anything showing up on the skin. Well, I mean, you know, if you don't have that, how are you supposed to deal with danger as a kid? Okay, so that's, you know, I'm thinking that's what I had in my playground. I grew up in Peter Cooper Village in New York City. In my playground with the monkey bars, with the metal and the rubber over the concrete. And I thought, oh man, if they're going to make everything safe, it's just going to suck for the kids. So they did actually put up this modern safe thing next to the monkey bars. And next thing I know, they're saying on NPR, they're talking about how they surveyed all of these things around the country. And they said, and in Peter Cooper Village in New York City, they have these metal monkey bars next to this modern thing that they've put up. And we interviewed the kids there and to find out what they thought of the new thing versus the old metal monkey bars. And the kids are like, "I don't know, it's no fun because, you know, you can't play like the thing with the fort with the guy on the top with the new thing. It doesn't work." And I was like, "Yeah!" Anyway. Is bad and good is good, and if you don't think like you should, you're a meanie. A meanie bites your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off.
Oh, don't let the meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. That's the chorus. Well, right is right, and wrong is wrong. And me and them meanies just don't get along. And that's the reason that I wrote this song against the meanies. Cause meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. Oh, don't let the meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. Now, goodies like us, we have to stick tight and tell ourselves that we are right, because it's them we have to fight to make it safe to sleep at night. And then meanies, they can be so sneaky too. They'll try to get you to see their point of view, but we'll stay good and they'll stay bad. And when they're dead, I'll be so glad, because they're meanies. And meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. Oh, don't let the meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. Well, meanies do evil things. Some are crooks and some are kings. And one's a taxi driver and another one sings. And one only wanted a one-night fling. And in history, meanies had us digging their ditches, and all those meanie women are just, you know, one of them bit me and gave me 17 stitches, and my roommate forced me to do the dishes, and meanies never listened to a word I said. We should all go fight them in the head. Because the meanies, and meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. Oh, don't let the meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. 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 Don't let the meanies bite your.
Frank, this is Bob.
Bob, you're looking great, man.
Yeah, ain't he great?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Hey, where'd you get that fez? Well, how do you walk around with all these women hanging all over you, man? You're just too cool.
He's Bob Dole. He's got the blend. Hey, you want sex? Bob Dole's the man. Old Billy boy ain't nothing now, because Robert Dole's going to show you how.
To get down, do it every day. Bobby Dole is in the hay. He's on the floor, on the couch. Get out of the way.
Bob's in the house. Bob Dole.
Sex machine.
Hey, Robert, what you say? Bob Dole.
Sex machine.
Hey, that's it. Show him the way. Bob Dole.
Sex machine.
Hey, who needs the issues now? Bob Dole.
Sex machine.
Need sex? Bob knows how.
Balance budget, that's a joke. Hey, who really cares if we go broke? Man, we don't vote on issues. See, we vote for what's on MTV.
Oh, fine, we'll give you what you need. Here's some pictures, look and see. Madonna and Bob, Bob and Cher. Look out, Robert,
everywhere.
Bob Dole.
Sex machine.
Hey, Robert, what you say? Bob Dole.
Sex machine.
Hey, Robert, show him the way. Bob Dole.
Sex machine.
Hey, who needs the issues now? Bob Dole.
Sex machine.
Need sex?
Breakdown.
Ho, for party park.
Let's go party at the park.
Ho, for party park.
Doing them dirties in the dark.
Ho, for party park.
What's all this about for Marcy Park?
Ho, for party park.
Who are you? Peter Jennings.
Out.
Bob Aztec, do you need more?
Yes.
Fine, so Bob's a whore. He got my girlfriend yesterday, and I caught him with my mom today.
Bob is through with everyone, because Bob knows how to have some fun. Well, there you go. Take a note. Bob Dole's a stud. Go rock the boat.
Bob Dole.
Sex machine.
Hey, Robert, what you say? Bob Dole.
Sex machine.
Hey, Robert, show him the way. Bob Dole.
Sex machine.
Hey, who needs the issues now? Bob Dole.
Sex machine.
Need sex?
Bob knows how.
Bob Dole.
Sex machine.
Hey, Robert, what you say? Bob Dole.
Sex machine.
That's it. Show him the way. Bob Dole.
Sex machine.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It got on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom and the vampire's. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the match.
They did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the match.
It got on in a flash.
They did the match.
They did the monster match. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests in. Dracula and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the match.
They played the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the match.
It got on in a flash.
They played the match.
They played the monster match. Out from his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the match.
It's now the monster match.
The monster match.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the match.
It's caught on and flash.
It's now the match.
It's now the monster man. Now everything's cool. Jack's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on and all fine.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
You know what?
They fixed the volume knob, that's what.
Did they?
Yeah, that thing I used.
All right, applause.
I was going to play with it, too. Oh.
They fixed the volume knob here at 89.7 WITR Henrietta. Friggin' here.
Modern music and more. You forgot that.
That's not necessary, though.
No.
Yeah, modern music and friggin' comedy.
Yeah, the good stuff. Forget the more, we want the comedy.
That is the more. 1 to 3 in the morning. Monster Mash. Bobby Boris Pickett. And people.
Mm-hmm.
By request. And I've been playing a lot of stuff. All the new songs have been short. Mr. Zip before that with Bob Dole, Sex Machine. which I kind of liked.
That's a good song.
I like that. I'm going to have to find that CD.
His email address is in the CD.
Yeah. Jim Infantino was before that. With,
Meanies.
Meanies.
Good song.
And a little skit about monkey bars that comes before it that I like to add in occasionally. And, you know, oh, I did change it back. Oh, good. Oh, wait, no, I didn't. The, CD player is still in continuous play. Anyway, Brian Bowers before that with The Scotsman, and Rob Carlson before that with God Loves the Irish. Shel Silverstein before that with 18 Flavors.
That's awful. Cool.
Yeah, there aren't many songs on there worth playing. Well, I mean, it's good, but it's not something that you play on the radio, really. There aren't many. But mostly because they're all so short in there.
I noticed there were like 100 tracks on that record.
Yeah,
like
there's... Yeah, I picked up a Where the Sidewalk Ends record, and there's a long story behind this about how I wanted it, because I always had the book from, like, whenever. And I found the limited edition record, like, the picture disc.
Yeah.
And I got that for, like, $6, but it was in such horrible shape that it was never worth playing. And I've had that for years just, like, tacked to my wall. Because you can't play it, because it's so bad. I mean, I had someone who, a friend of mine who, I mean, he restores records as best as you can.
Yeah.
Like, he knows how to get rid of, like, fuzz and stuff. And
yeah.
Make the most of a damaged record. And he couldn't do anything with it. It's just horrible. But it was cool anyway. So I still couldn't listen to it. And then I found this place that had, apparently, it was squirrels for you to listen to. So listen to that.
We really are in squirrels. We're being hunted, we are squirrels. We are appealing, we are squirrels. We want to gather nuts, but people flatter our guts. When they're on a country drive, it isn't easy to survive. Back in the other day, I saw a squirrel get blown away. They served him on a dinner tray. They baked him into a souffle. Squirrel season opens up today. If you're a squirrel, run away. I don't know what else I should say. Please call the ASPCA. Fur coats from us are made. Fur is nice, but I like suede. Scrape our fur off with a blade, and never bother with first aid. We squirrels really like to play, and we like to catch some rays. Please don't kill us, this we pray. We're cute and harmless anyway. Squirrels, we're not delicious.
Squirrels,
we are not raccoons.
Squirrels,
we don't live in palm trees.
Squirrels,
or in your bathroom.
Squirrels,
that's all we really are. Isn't it fine? I am a squirrel. Please help and save us, we are
squirrels.
I wanna whip out my
squirrel.
I've lived in a home. I traveled in trailers when I used to roam. But now in these places you won't catch me dead. But I'm happy I live in a split level head. I do what I want to, no worries, no cares. If anyone bugs me, I climb little stairs. Way up to a level where astronauts dread. But I'm happy I live in a split level head. If you're finding nothing, I couldn't care less. I don't run for buses and trains are a mess. There's no one to care for, I don't make a bed. But I'm happy I live in a split level head. I like don't make a wave. There's no door to lock and no door to be fed, because I'm happy I live in a split little bed. So why should I move when the neighborhood's right? No taxes to pay and no landlord to fight. Now I call this living one more and I'm dead, because I'm happy I live in a split little head. Now you keep your ulcers, your ills, and what's new? You sure couldn't have them and live like I do. You think I have problems, but you do instead, because I'm happy I live in a split little head. I live with two people, I like both of them. He likes both of me and I like both of him. They're my alter egos and through them I'm wed, because I'm happy I live in a split little head. There's no civil status in my neighborhood. It's that kind of thinking that keeps it so good. I don't take the lead, but I like to be led, because I'm happy I live in a split level head. And why did I move when the neighborhood's right? No cattle to pay and no landlord to roam. Now I want this living once more as I get, because I'm happy I live in a split level head. Now you want your answer, you're worried about yours. You sure couldn't have them, I live like I did. Well, look, I will double where I do not set, because I'm happy I live in a split level head. I live with new people, I like both of them. I like Russ and Bunny and I like more of them. They're my alter egos, I don't have my meds, because I'm happy I live in a split level head. I like how I'm managed in my neighborhood. My cat has water, I don't make a way. I don't go to run, but I like to be led, because I'm happy I live in a split level head. I wonder if I live when I live in a home. So I traveled in sailors when I used to roam. So now I'm just living, you won't let me get, because I'm happy I live in a split level head. I do what I want to, no worries, no care. If anyone has it, I'm lying in my bed. Well, yes, I will level where astronauts bed, because I'm happy I live in a split level head. If you're trying to do something, I wouldn't kill them. I like Russell Bunny and I like Dora Mim. There's no answer to that, I don't make my bed, because I'm happy I live in a split level head. I like how I'm living, I'm not money place. My head's above water, so don't make a way. I don't want to lock and I'd like to be dead, because I'm happy I live in a split level head.
What did he say?
Well,
everything reminds me of my therapist. My checkbook reminds me of my therapist. Kleenex reminds me of my therapist. People yawning remind me of my therapist. And you remind me of my therapist, but you don't cost a thing. People nodding remind me of my therapist, especially when I'm rambling on and on, not making a whole lot of sense about things that are totally unrelated, but she seems to make sense out of them. Clocks and watches remind me of my therapist, the way her eyes dart back and forth between me and the time. Pillows remind me of my therapist, especially when I beat them up. Empty chairs remind me of my therapist, especially when I talk to them. And you remind me of my therapist, but you don't cost a thing. Sometimes when I am in the chair and she begins to stare, I wonder if she likes me or not. But I know if I asked her, she would turn it around and say, "Why is it important for you to know?" I'd say, "I don't really know why I want to know. It's just something I was wondering about." But the real question is the one that I can't ask her. If you weren't my therapist, would you be my friend? Or do you have to like me because I pay you? Laughter reminds me of my therapist. My childhood reminds me of my therapist. My therapist reminds me of my childhood. Thanks a lot. My dog reminds me of my therapist, the way she cocks her head and listens without any judgments at all. Do I remind you of a therapist? Why do I remind you of a therapist? I hear you saying that I remind you of a therapist. Is it my calm demeanor that reminds you of a therapist? Unanswered questions remind me of my therapist. If you remind me of my therapist, we'll probably get along.
I went to the mall one sad day because I needed a haircut in a bad way.
But to my surprise, that barber didn't just take a little off the side, no. And when he was finally done, I wished I had a gun. You see, I looked in the mirror and almost fainted, cause my head looked like something Picasso painted. I had a bad haircut. Bad haircut. Bad haircut. Bad haircut. Well, the next day in school, I wore a hat in order to avoid ridicule. But my economics prof told me to take it off. And when I removed my cap reluctantly, it felt like everyone's eyes were looking at me. My teacher's jaw dropped to her attendance list, and all she said was, "Class dismissed." I had a bad haircut. Bad haircut. Bad haircut. Bad haircut. Well, some people look at me like I've lost my mind. I often answer the question, was your barber blind? One woman said I looked like her Pekingese, and my parents think I have a disease. And I go to a psychiatrist these days, and tells me I'm just going through a phase. And my best friend thinks I'm trying to set a trend. I had a bad haircut. Bad haircut. Bad haircut. Well, I think I'm gonna cry about it for a while. Whoa, 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 whoa. I bought $10 of gel, $12 of mousse, Australian shampoo, and rubber cement glue. I had a bad haircut. Bad haircut. Bad haircut. Bad haircut. Yeah, cost about $25. It really sucks. It looks like there's something dead on my head. Oh well, at least hair grows.
I saw your mama wearing a rug, spending all of her quarters cold playing Dig Dug.
That's a pretty cold rhyme, but your mama plays Burger Time, eating up the pickles with a little squeeze of lime.
Defender, mind bender, return to sender. I might date your mama, but I don't know her gender.
How come I saw your mama's ugly face, sitting on a stool, playing Space Ace?
Your mama is whack, man, always playing Pac-Man. I tried to pick her up, and I threw out my back, man.
Isn't that your mama playing Terminator 2, with her liquid metal booty all oozing that goo?
Here goes your mama playing Afterburner, jiggling the joystick like it's a butter churner.
You better get your mama, man, she's playing pinball, begging for change with Shelley Duvall.
Your mommy gets none when she's playing Outrun. She's kinda like a steak, cause she's always getting done. Rare, yeah, over there, she played elevator action and they made her take the stairs.
That's a clever endeavor, but watch me pull the lever. Your mama auditioned for Batman Forever. She's robbing, head bobbing, I left her there sobbing in a field of dreams. Completely corn cobbing, Kate Crusader, breathing like Darth Vader. Burt Reynolds from Gator still playing Space Invaders.
Your mom looks like McCartney, singing Hey Jude, tearing up with Keanu and playing bad dudes. Street Fighter Knight Rider David Hasselhoff, she gave me an exam and told me to cough. I saw her on her knees in your daddy's DVDs, begging for smack in the back of Chuck E. Cheese.
Man, pick up your mama. She's making me sick. Sucking up crack like it's Nestle's Quick.
Aw, speaking of crack, your mom's in Little Rock. Hanging with Bill Clinton and New Kids on the Block. She gets more action in one night than Mata Hari's. But dude, tell your mama to stop playing that Atari.
I must be the man because I know your mama's Chico. She got all happy because she bought a Coleco. Sitting in a basement playing River Raid. Taping old episodes of We Got It Made.
Your daddy's finger licking, but your mama's shaking bake. Plus I heard she directed episodes of Give Me a Break. Trying to barter her garters for Nell Carter. I hear she met Bruce Willis and she made him die harder. She loved Hudson Hawk, but she left him for another. Hitting Demi Moore with her head like Mario Brothers. Following me around like Barker follows Clive. She plays Operation Wolf and she watches Almost Live.
Picks up the mice in the Eleanor Rigby. Raises the price, chops up the ice.
Oh,
I am Eleanor Rigby. Looks through the light, and I'm trying to sing a song. All I want to do is do Eleanor. I'll do it myself.
Oh, look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby eats all the rice in the church for her wedding and beans. No, not eats all the rice. Eleanor Rigby picks up the dice, raises the price, chops up the ice, traffics in vice. Oh, no. Kills all the mice in the church. So that would be cruel. Maybe I better start again. Eleanor Rigby picked up the rice in the church for her wedding and bean. Lives in a dream, waits by the window, wearing a face that she keeps in the jar by the door. That's strange. Most of my friends wear their faces on their head. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie writing the words to a sermon that no one will hear. No one is near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What a weird old priest this guy is. First he writes a sermon for a bunch of deaf people, then he turns off the light in his room and darns socks. Can't you just hear him in the dark with those sharp needles? And knit one, ouch, and purl two, and knit one, ouch, purl two, ouch. No wonder they call him the Band-Aid Bishop. Oh, the song. No one to care, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the bony people, no, all the ornery, all the ugly people, pugly repo, I'm a creepo, a gold climb a steeple, no. Oh, where do they all belong?
Eleanor Igby, Catherine Figby, Gwendolyn Bugby, let's go play rugby, Madeline Snagby, Clustering Hugby, Harriet Gentry, Victor Borky, Liberace, Thomas Dewey, Rudy Valley, Mike Mazurki, Albuquerque, have some jerky, you're a turkey. Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Speaking of churches, did you hear about the religious skunk who went to church each Sunday and sat in his own pew? Did you hear about the frustrated duck? He couldn't get his down up. Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hand as he works from the grave. There's that funky McKenzie guy again. Not only he writes punk sermons and louses up his socks, but he can't even throw dirt straight. You dig 16 ton, and what do you get? Filthy! Ready for the biz bag. Oh, look at all the lonely people. All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
WITR, blah, blah, blah.
Yackety schmackety.
The Ruddles were friggin' there.
Yes, they were.
With Cheese and Onions off of that,
onions.
Old one that they did way back. The greatest band that never was.
You know, before I started doing this show with you, I had no idea who the Ruddles were.
Really?
I'd never heard of them.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Get out.
Such a deprived life.
Seriously.
And Bermuda has a link to their page from his page and everything. And Bermuda's Weird Al's drummer, by the way. Those of you
we've mentioned Bermuda a couple times randomly. He's a Weird Al's drummer.
He's a cool guy.
And he's on the net a lot.
Yeah.
Before that was Doodles Weaver with Eleanor Rigby. And Weird Al was before that with, well, I guess the song technically doesn't have a title, but...
It's called Pac-Man.
It's called Pac-Man.
Get over it.
It's listed as bonus track.
Yeah. But, I think the cover was printed before they knew what song it was going to be, so...
I can believe that. Buckner and Garcia before that would do the Donkey Kong. The record is fine.
It wasn't my record this time, folks. Usually it's mine that skips like...
Yeah, usually it's his horrible records that he's had since he was 3 and 8 off of or something. But this time it wasn't. This time it was... I don't know, but hopefully it's...
Do you think it was just really small grooves with a really heavy needle and...
There's nothing on the record. Okay. Before that was the Dead Alewives with Mama Rap. And Wally Pleasant with Bad Haircut by Request. And Nancy Tucker with Everything Reminds Me of My Therapist. Napoleon the 14th with I Live in a Split-Level Head. And the Beastly Boys with Squirrels. You know, Napoleon the 14th, you don't know his real name, do you? You don't remember.
I haven't got a clue, no.
It's listed somewhere.
In the box behind you, it's probably in there.
He, like, wrote a lot of his original songs, or at least got inspired by, like, before he was writing music, he was, like, working in a mental institution.
See, I heard he was an inmate in a mental institution.
No, he was working there.
I heard
there.
He was committed for a while, but I don't know if...
No, he was not committed. He just worked in one, sweeping floors or something similar.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of his experiences inspired his songs.
It expired, too, if you want to...
Expired his songs. Yeah, that, too. Friggin' here for another half an hour. So if you got any requests, 475-2271, we'll try to play them as long as they're funny. We still got a bunch of stuff to play. I don't think I'm going to be able to play it all, but that's good, because that gives us something to play next week. Go figure. What track should I play off of this?
I don't know. What is it? Oh, that one. Oh, I don't know.
Crazy?
Crazy's good.
I was crazy
click
once.
Crazy.
Click, 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 click. All right. We'll listen to the song called Crazy by Ace T and the Hindenburg Ground Crew. And let me know how you like it.
To show how much I love you, darling, I would shoot the mayor. They'd lock me in a psycho ward, but I wouldn't care. I'd stroll into that courtroom in my straitjacket and tie. And when they put me on the stand, here's what I'd testify. I'd say I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. Yes, I'm crazy, crazy, crazy about you. I'm so crazy, crazy, crazy. Yep, I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm so crazy, crazy, crazy about you. To show how much I love you, I would drive into a crowd, run some people over, and scream your name out loud. I'd sacrifice an animal and leave it at your door. I'd paint a pentagram and blood upon an altar floor. Because I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. Yes, I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm so crazy, crazy, crazy about you. Call me crazy, crazy, crazy. But I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm so crazy, crazy, crazy about you. And all across the land I'll be a celebrated loon. The story of my twisted love will be a TV movie soon. To show how much I love you, I would set a school aflame. Telephone the media and tell them all your name. I'd take a bunch of hostages and make the governor say on TV that I love you, then I'd kill them anyway. Because I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. Yep, I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. Yes, I'm crazy, crazy, crazy about you. Call me crazy, crazy, crazy. But I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy. Oh, call me crazy about you.
Tried taking drugs, how to books, even Dr. Ruth, but for all intents.
Journey about a year ago to a little town called Morrow in the state of Ohio. I've never been much of a traveler, and I really didn't know that Morrow was the hardest place I ever tried to go. So I went down to the station for my ticket and applied for tips regarding Morrow, not expecting to be guided. Said I, my friend, I'd like to go tomorrow and return no later than tomorrow, for I haven't time to burn. Said he to me, now let me see if I have heard you right. You'd like to go tomorrow and return tomorrow night. We should have gone tomorrow, yesterday, and back today, for the train that goes tomorrow is a mile upon its way. If you had gone tomorrow, yesterday, now don't you see? You could have gone tomorrow and returned today at 3, for the train that goes tomorrow, if the schedule is right, today it goes tomorrow and returns tomorrow night. Said I, J.P., it seems to me you're talking through your hat. There is a town called Morrow on the line, now tell me that.
There is,
said he,
but take from me a quiet little tip. To get from here tomorrow is a 14-hour trip. The train from here tomorrow leaves today at 8:35. At 10:30 tomorrow is the time it should arrive. So if to get tomorrow is a 14-hour jump, how can you get tomorrow and get back today, you chump?
Said I, I'd like to go tomorrow, but can I go today and get tomorrow by tonight if there is no delay?
Well,
said he to me,
I have no more to say. Can you get anywhere tomorrow and get back again today?
Said I guess you know it all, but kindly let me say, how can I get tomorrow if I leave this town today?
Said he, you cannot get tomorrow anymore today, for the train that goes tomorrow is a mile upon its way.
I was so disappointed, I was mad enough to swear the train had gone tomorrow and had left me standing there. The man was right in telling me,
you're a howling jay.
I could not go tomorrow, so I guess in town I'll stay.
Making love in a Subaru, that's what I wanna do with you. We can always feel around the steering wheel.
there seems to be so much that we can do. An alibi that I will not allow is when you tell me that you don't know how. 'Cause it's just like being in bed, all your clothing you must shed. You can stick them in the glove box for now. Don't try to tell me it's a sin. Just lie back out, put a hickey on your chin. When you act this indiscreet, creating so much body heat, the tachometer will nearly start to spin. And now let us lie between the sheets, and thank heaven for reclining bucket seats. Don't touch that, for goodness sake, you'll release the parking brake. We'll both start to roll down the street. Yikes! Now I'm gonna try to lock your door. Wait a minute, now I'm feeling sore. It's not that I'm not able, something's sticking in my navel. Oh my gosh, it's the four on the floor. Ouch! Pigeons overhead flying high, hovering above us in the sky. Now I'm feeling ill at ease. Oh my darling, would you please close the sunroof? Something just fell in my eye. Yeah. You say there's something pinching at your feet. Hey, look what you just found, oh ain't that neat. It's my roach clip and my bong. They've been missing for so long. All this time you must have been beneath the seat. Now you're suffocating and I'm waterlogged. All the windows are beginning to get fogged. So my dear, with your consent, I'll open up the flow through vents. I only hope it also isn't clogged. There are other things that we can do, but only if you're tired of getting scratched. Honk the horn real good and you'll wake the neighborhood. They will have a marvelous view. Making love in a Subaru, my friend. Making love in a Subaru.
Now I'd like to turn to the folk song, which has become in recent years the particularly fashionable form of idiocy among the self-styled intellectual. You find that people who deplore the level of current popular songs, although I admit they do seem to be recording almost anything these days. Have you heard Sessue Hayakawa's record of Remember Pearl Harbor? These same people who deplore the level of current popular songs and yet will sit around enthralled singing Jimmy Crack Corn and I Don't Care. Or green grow the rushes, oh, whatever that means. At any rate, for these elite, I have here an ancient Irish ballad, which was written a few years ago, and which is replete with all the accoutrements of this art form. In particular, it has a sort of idiotic refrain. In this case, rickety-tickety-tin, you'll notice cropping up from time to time, running through, I might add, interminable verses. The large number of verses being a feature expressly designed to please the true devotees of the folk song, who seem to find singing 50 verses of On Top of Old Smoky is twice as enjoyable as singing 25. This type of song also has what is known technically in music as a modal tune, which means, for the benefit of any layman who may have wandered in this evening, that I play a wrong note every now and then. I think this song, though, does differ strikingly from the genuine folk ballad in that in this song, the words which are supposed to rhyme actually do. I really should say that I do not direct these remarks against the vast army of folk song lovers, but merely against that peculiar hardcore who seem to equate authenticity with artistic merit and illiteracy with charm. Oh, one more thing. One of the more important aspects of public folk singing is audience participation, and this happens to be a good song for group singing. So if any of you feel like joining in with me on this song, I'd appreciate it if you would leave right now. About a maid, I'll sing a song, sing rickety-tickety-tin. About a maid, I'll sing a song, who didn't have her family long. Not only did she do them wrong, she did every one of them in. She did every one of them in. One morning in a fit of pique, sing rickety-tickety-tin. One morning in a fit of pique, she drowned her father in the creek. The water tasted bad for a week. and we had to make do with gin, with gin. We had to make do with gin. Her mother, she could never stand, sing rickety-tickety-tin. Her mother, she could never stand, and so a cyanide soup she planned. The mother died with a spoon in her hand, and her face in a hideous grin, a grin. Her face in a hideous grin. She set her sister's hair on fire, rickety-tickety-tin. She set her sister's hair on fire, and as the smoke and flame rose higher, danced around the funeral pyre, playing a violin, violin, playing a violin. She weighted her brother down with stones, rickety-tickety-tin. She weighted her brother down with stones and sent him off to Davy Jones. All they ever found were some bones and occasional pieces of skin, of skin. Occasional pieces of skin. One day when she had nothing to do, sing rickety-tickety-tin. One day when she had nothing to do, she cut her baby brother in two and served him up as an Irish stew. And invited the neighbors in, neighbors in. He invited the neighbors in. And when at last the police came by, sing rickety-tickety-tin. And when at last the police came by, her little pranks she did not deny. To do so she would have had to lie. And lying she knew was a sin, a sin. Lying she knew was a sin. My tragic tale I won't prolong, rickety-tickety-tin. My tragic tale I won't prolong, and if you do not enjoy my song, give yourselves the blame if it's too long. You should never have let me begin, begin. You should never have let me begin.
This is a song about mental health, and it's dedicated to those who need to be medicated. Johnny was a kid who grew up in the city. His mother was a drunk, his dad had lots of money. And when he was 18, he took a baseball bat and smashed out all the windows of his dad's Cadillac. They said that he was mental and locked him up for observations, like they usually do in cases like this, and took away his bat and gave him heavy medications. We're talking major tranquilizers at 6 and 8 and 10. You know he used to be a slugger, but he'll never swing again. Does he do the shuffle, the Thorazine shuffle? He's doing the shuffle, the Thorazine shuffle. Well, now he met a girl in there by the name of Frankie Lane. She had a thought disorder and she lived in constant pain. 'Cause when she tried to speak, nothing came out right. She could really do the shuffle, so they did it every night. They shuffled in the kitchen, they shuffled in the hall. They shuffled to the telephone, they shuffled to the car. They shuffled by the nurse's desk and in the patient's lounge. They shuffled in the quiet room when no one was around, and they were doing the shuffle, the Thorazine shuffle. They were doing the shuffle. Well, now they're great big brown pills, and they look like M&M's. They won't melt in your mouth, and they won't melt in your hands. They melt down in your stomach, and they end up on your mind. Is everybody ready? Oh, it's medication time. Why don't you take it right on? Take it all around, and then you open up your mouth, and you drool on the ground.
mumbled a lot. And so you hold on to your head, 'cause it's the only one you got. And then you throw on the shovel. Oh, isn't it too bad? It's back to reality for Johnny. It's back to Mom and Dad. Yeah, Johnny's on the street now. So if you see him, tell him hi. But I wouldn't be too surprised if Johnny don't reply. You see, he's got his sunglasses on. And he's too on the shovel. Whoa, the road is being shoveled.
Thank you. Listen up, brothers and sisters, come hear my desperate tale. I speak of our friends of nature, trapped in the dirt like a jail. Vegetables live in oppression, served on our tables each night. This killing of veggies is madness, I say we take up the fight. Salads are only for murderers, coleslaw's a fascist regime. Don't think that they don't have feelings, just cause a radish can't scream. I've heard the screams of the vegetables, watching their skin being peeled,
having their insides
rated and seamed with no mercy,
burning off calories.
How do you think that feels?
That it hurts really bad.
Carrot juice constitutes murder,
and that's a real
greenhouses, prisons, forced slaves.
Let my vegetables.
It's time to stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as
let's call a spade a spade. I saw a man eating celery, so I beat him black and blue. If he ever touches a sprout again, I'll bite him clean in two. I'm a political prisoner, trapped in a windowless cage, cause I stopped the slaughter of turnips by killing five men in a rage.
I told the judge when he sentenced me, this is my finest hour. I'd kill those farmers again just to save one more cauliflower.
I've heard the screams of the vegetables, watching their skin being peeled,
having their insides
rated and seamed with no
burning off calories.
How do you think that feels?
That it hurts really bad.
Carrot juice constitutes murder,
and that's a real
greenhouse prison for slaves.
Let my vegetables.
It's time to stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as
let's call a spade a spade. How low as people do we dare to stoop, making young broccoli bleed in the soup.
I'm styrene, I've changed your tomatoes, let potted plants free, don't mess that potato. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I've heard the screams of the vegetables, watching their skin be
stir-fry our
rated and seamed with no mercy.
You fat gourmet,
how do you think that feels?
Leave them out in the
carrot juice constitutes murder.
VH genocide,
greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Yes, your compost.
It's time to stop all this gardening.
Take the macrame.
Let's call a spade a spade.
A spade is a spade is a spade is a spade is a spade.
Arrogant Worms, Carrot Juice's Murder, on 89.7 WITR, Henrietta.
Modern music and time for bed.
Time? No. No bed. It's only three.
Only three, yeah.
Only three. The day's barely begun.
I got a 6.5 hour drive ahead of me tomorrow. I'm going to sleep.
I got a 4.5 hour sleep ahead of me. All right. We're just about friggin' out of here, but before we go, I'm going to tell you everything I just played and then play one more song, like I always do. What we just played was Arrogant Worms, and then before that was Bongos, Bass, and Bob with Can't Grow a Beard, and before that was Modern Entertainment with the real version of Thorazine Shuffle.
Yeah.
About Time.
Yeah, really.
Tom Lehrer before that with the Irish Ballad. I heard a cool story. A friend of mine who's in the SCA and all this stuff like that.
Yeah.
All that medievalism and cool things. They have an event called Penzig that happens every year or mm-hmm. something. It's like a big festival, you know, and you go and you hang out in a field all day and, you know, you have lots of fun the medieval way.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Irish Ballad, they sing that there.
Really?
I played it for a friend of mine and she's like, you know, I know this song. We sing this at Penzig, like every year. I thought that was really interesting.
Huh.
Damascus, before that, with Making Love in a Subaru, Doo-doo-wah before that with Tomorrow. I want to know if there really is a place somewhere. I didn't bother to look. I'm just assuming they're right.
There probably is.
Considering when it was written, they weren't likely to, I don't know.
It was written, what, 100 years ago?
Yeah. Something it like seems that. To me that they would write about a real place.
Yeah.
I don't know. Christine Lavin before that with Artificial Means, and Ace T and the Hindenburg Ground Crew with Crazy. I got one song before we're friggin' gone. And nobody's on after me again. So you'll just have to listen to Fuzz for a while. The one song that I have left is, what was it?
Let's All Get Demented.
Yeah, Let's All Get Demented by...
Don't remember.
Ivor Biggin.
That's right.
Ivor?
I-V-O-R.
It's like Igor, except with a V.
Yeah.
And then Biggin, like
B-I-G-G-U-N. Like that magazine that Al Bundy reads.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. And then I'm gone, and I'll be back next week with what's left of the new music, and hopefully more new music, and it'll be lots of fun, and you should tune in and listen. But right now, here's Ivor Biggin with Let's All Get Demented, and I'll see you next week.
When Mum locked me in the coal shed after the incident with the chainsaw and the latex rabbit and the girl guides in the tent, she fed me pancakes under the door. She gave me a radio. I'd drool and smile and swivel that dial to the Dr. Demento show. I've stayed tuned in for 20 years, but now it's plain as plain. Oh, come on, Mum, and let me out. Compared to him, I'm sane. Well, bless my little pointed head, I'm howling at the moon. I'm naughty as a fruitcake when the doctor plays my tune. Dimensions and dementites from St. Lou to Sacramento. Know the weirdo with the beardo that the kids all call Demento. Listen each week and you might just freak and your senses will grow dim. You'll hit that crackpot jackpot and end up just like him. Calling all the funny farms, it's crazy time again. Bring out the beer, the doctor's here to scramble up your brain. Oh, 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 he's the guy, the reason why your funny bone was invented. If you're inclined to lose your mind, well, let's all get demented.
D-E-M-E-N-T-O, Dr. Demento.
He's the chap that Norman Bates would take home to his mum with songs about dead puppies and fish heads. Crazy words and crazy tunes, Spike Jones and a little bit of punk bear. He don't give a about middle of the road unless there's a dead skunk there. Flo and Eddie, Cheech and Chong, and discs that won't go platinum, sung by folks that they keep locked up so other folks can't get at them. Calling all the crazy houses, every padded cell. I've run amok, I'm Donald Duck. My radio brings me that show that keeps me so contented. I'm king of the Zulus, I've got a screw loose, let's all get demented. Exactly, Agent Zachary, it's Barnes and Barnes, the goons. Steve Martin, shaving foam and National Lampoon.
They're coming to take me away!
A geek with a neck like a pencil. Monty Python, Loudon, Wainwright, Gumby, Ogden, Edsel, Zappa and Elvira, and Weird Al Yankovic. It goes to show that Demento is one weird son of a... Calling all around the world, it's time to get delirious. Try Dr. D, and then you'll see.
You cannot be serious!
If you complain that he's insane, he'd be so complimented. Don't touch that dial, go hog wild, let's all get demented.
D-E-M-E-N-T-O, Dr. Demento.
At this time, WITR temporarily concludes broadcasting. WITR is the non-commercial educational radio station of the Rochester Institute of Technology.